We're told that in this scientific age, we're privileged to be alive. Some folks disagree, they look depressed and say that we'll be lucky to survive. So the great debate goes on while they discuss the pros and cons of nuclear energy, the bomb and all that jive. But still and all, the fact remains that in spite of all the dangers, there are gains and many scientific knobs agree that nuclear energy means jobs. If you'll keep an open mind, examine all the facts, you'll find that it is true. Mrs. Thatcher says so, and the clever chaps who run the ETU. All the smart bus talking smoothies, and the CEGB groovies, and the monkeys in the British nuclear zoo. They never lie, they're always right. Their consciences are crystal clear, whiter than white. They're working for the underdog. There's no doubt that nuclear energy means jobs. They need uranium miners, architects and plant designers, engineers, quantities, surveyors, dozer drivers and plate layers. Hordes of navvies will be here. There'll be chippies, brickies, slaters, grab and big crane operators, and the skyhook lads who seem to have no fear. And when the plant is finished, then they'll all be signing on the dole again. Reactors don't need all this mob. A couple of dozen hands can do the job. If a pressurized reactor blows its top and radioactive clouds are looming overhead, and for 50 miles around the towns and villages are silent, glowing red, there'll be jobs for undertakers, statisticians, coffin makers and demographers to estimate the dead. And there'll be jobs for those who are saved, like scraping dead folks off the walls and digging graves. And you can work if factory trained at making plastic bags for our remains. Can you use a pen or pencil? Are you handy with a stencil? Have you flair? You may be put to painting warning signs that say keep out, beware. Can you lie and still look truthful? Can you look both wise and youthful? Can you sound sincere when talking on the air? But you don't need a sense of shame. Just do the job and say you're not to blame. And you can still convince the slobs that nuclear is another word for jobs. The biggest and the most enduring source for jobs will surely always be plutonium atoms buried deep beneath the land and sea. It will mean your children's children and their children's children's children will be lumbered with responsibility. They'll spend their lives guarding the rods, which proves that nuclear energy means jobs. Tread carefully and live in fear. This job will last a quarter million years.